for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. In Season 2 of Hacks and Hobbies, we're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. Want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to another Monday Breakdown. It's week 26. That means we have the same number of weeks left to go and we're on top of the hump. I can absolutely believe that we're half of the year is over. And it's July 1st. So, yeah, half of the year is almost over. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, half the year is done. We are in week 26. So, what is happening on the podcast? Well, last week we got to speak with Jonathan Stark as he talks about podcasting, how to use your brains to teaching the hourly mentality. Tony Bubb gives us an overview on how to live life to the fullest by loving yourself. And Eric Didier on Thursday shows us how to tell our stories through video and sharing it with the world. And then lastly, on Friday, Krista Mullion, we get to learn about her journey as well as the intro to her new program, The Sassy Method. Those are some amazing talks. I learned so much. I cannot believe the level of information that was packed in that 1 week alone. But this week is no short talk either. We've got some fabulous people that are going to be talking and sharing their journey, their story, and what they are all about. We get to speak with Ashley Ann Jones. She's a professional speaker, a social media strategist, a business builder, and an award-winning event designer. She's been using social media to grow her audience and her business. She's here to make an impact in the world. I got to meet her through LinkedIn and later on through Instagram as well as Facebook, and she's got it dialed down, guys. If you want to learn anything about social media strategy, you got to check out this episode. It is packed full of information. It's packed full of data that is just mind-blowing. So don't forget to come back and listen to this episode on Tuesday with Ashley Ann Jones. Then on Wednesday, we get to speak with my good friend Robert Pearson. Now, I met Robert back at Web Visible almost a decade ago. I cannot even fathom like how time flies. But we've connected, we've stayed connected over the years. And recently I was just browsing and I noticed that he's got an amazing company that he's running. And he's employing some of the concept that I myself aspire to be in the point one day. Of course, it all takes time, effort, and, you know, building your business. So in here, we really talk about marketing, building the business, and the difference between working in the business versus on the business, right? This is an important area of information. And as entrepreneurs and business owners, it all comes down to, okay, what is you're doing, you know, what are you doing on? What are you working on? So really great episode with Rob Pearson. Come back on Wednesday to check it out. Then on Thursday, I get to speak with Tom Malloy. Now, some of you might know who's Tom Malloy. Some of you might not. I did not know who he was till I met him at the VIP Film and TV I had not known of him till I met him at the VIP Film and TV Summit here in Northern Virginia. He's an actor, writer, and producer, and I learned a lot of amazing things about the movie business through this workshop, especially from the production side of things. Now, Tom himself is an actor. He started in the film business through the acting. And over the year, he's raised over $25 million on indie films over the years. And in this episode, he talks about his experience to filmmaking and his journey. He's written a couple of books called Bankroll, and it is the Bible to movie production, as it's got all the things that you need to know when you're starting to, you know, film your own movie, or, you know, how to raise money and whatnot. So come back on Thursday to check out this amazing episode with Tom Malloy. We'll be wrapping up the week with a chat with the fabulous Lila Smith. She started a brand new way of thinking messaging platform called Say Things Better. For the first time ever, like on any podcast, any blog whatsoever, she talks about her journey that's not available on any other podcast at all. So this is the place to be. The story of Lila Smith as she goes from theater to coaching to developing system that helps you say things better. So come back on Friday to check out Lila's episode and learn how to say things better. Now this week is jam-packed with these amazing talks. So don't forget to check back in, as you're going to be just blown away. On the cycling front, it was pretty okay week for me. Last week, I managed 94 miles. This week, just 33 miles. I rode indoors on the trainer, and then I totally forgot about the Tuesday RBC ride. And then Thursday, I was like, oh, I should totally go to Thursday one. But guess what? It was raining cats and dogs. Around the time I was leaving house, it was raining. I found out that the RBC ride was canceled. And about 30 minutes before the ride was supposed to go on, it was canceled because of all the rain. So my buddies, Team Velocipede, all in Ashburn, there's these six of us riding on RBC. They're like, hey, how about we just do our own ride? I was like, absolutely, let's do it. And they were like, Ashburn is super dry, let's go here. So like, all right, let me hop in the car. I get in the car, ton of traffic facing, get to the spot, we start riding. And now what's crazy is that when I was leaving the house, it was raining, it was pouring. And as I was taking up the bike from the side door, from the basement to the top floor, to, you know, I noticed there was a lot of rain. And I was like, oh my God, okay, this is crazy. I'm gonna totally bite the bullet or whatever you call it. And so I get in the car, I start riding, and 12 miles in the ride, I get the call from my wife. She's like, the basement has flooded. It's like, no, not again. Because I was so annoyed the last time it happened. We had to do all this shebang. And so I was like, okay, I'm on my way back. So I turn around. Took me about an hour, about 40 minutes to get to the car and about 20 minutes to get home. It's like 8:30. All the rugs are wet. It was just crazy. I was like, oh my God. And so my wife had already drained and cleaned the drainage area where the water got stuck. I mean, that's the area that flooded the rest of the basement. So I was like, great. I bring the shop back down and then start vacuuming the rugs. The wettest rug was the 9x8 foot or 9x6 feet it's a big rug. And this got super wet. And I was like, oh my God, no, not this one. So started drying it. Took so much water out. And it was just crazy, man. Thursday night, I was up till like 2 a.m. propping these things up. I even borrowed a couple of floor fans from a buddy, and it all spilled over into Friday. Drying these rugs, I took them out in the patio, laid them up on top of the table and stuff, so they can get some sun and dry out. And then same thing. Then I had to put it away on Friday because we were gonna get another crazy storm in the evening. So put them away, and then took them out on Saturday, and then finally they're all dry. They felt fluffy and soft because they were washed for once. Now, I kept thinking to myself, hey, should I wash these with water and soap? But I was just too scarred from the whole experience. I was like, you know what? I'm just happy that they're dry. Let's just put them away. And so now they're rolled up in the garage, and I've mopped the floor in the basement, moved around a lot of things sitting on the floor to get the excess clay out of the vinyl flooring, since that's what came in with the water, right? You get a lot of clay in this, in Northern Virginia. We get a ton of clay and colored water. So all that is out, and I have a usable basement and a usable office because my office was affected. I have two rugs in my office, and it helps for the noise, but it doesn't help when it's wet. So I had to clean it out, and my office was upside down. And I couldn't get much work done over the weekend. And so here I am recording the episode, and it was overall a pretty good weekend. Yesterday, Sunday, was spent reconfiguring the yard for water sprinkler coverage, and it seems like the grading is working great as the watering, the back of the yard is bringing water to the middle of the yard. And at first I kept wondering, why is it all so wet out there, even though I hadn't been watering the middle section of the main yard? So rearranging where these sprinkler heads go, and making sure the sod is getting plenty of water, because it's super important that they take root and they are, you know, getting in there. So yeah, super excited for summer. Summer is already here, and we'll be doing, the next step is to build the playground set, and that's going to be 2 days of exciting experience for sure. I'm hoping that the grounds will be dry, and let's just see how that goes, and I'll be playing by ear. Anyways, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to send in a message via Anchor to request any special subject that you'd like me to talk about or pick on. Another reason I wasn't able to have a special topic to talk about, last week we talked about Stonehenge, the summer solstice, and the longest days and how many hours, and the different twilight zones, and the crazy update on the longest cycling experience I had. So yeah, come back this week for some crazy episodes, some awesome information, some awesome journeys from our guests this week. I thank you so much for coming and listening to this podcast, and supporting us through the times. Have an awesome, amazing day. Thank you for listening to Hacks and Hobbies. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on upcoming interviews with amazing guests.